Hi, I would like to welcome you to another wonderful broadcast, Crusade Radio in Russellville, Arkansas. My name is Mark Morgan, and I'm here with Donald Turner, and we're here today talking about miracles and the wonderful happenings of the church here in Russellville, Arkansas. Donald would like to talk to us today about one of his daughters, Bridget, and just some of the miracles that's happened in his life. Donald, what can you tell us about that today?
A few years back, when we were relatively new Christians, my oldest daughter, Bridget, developed a condition in her back, spina bifida. For those who don't know what that is, it's where the nerves start exposing themselves out of the vertebrae of the back.
Is that painful? Was that painful?
Yeah, it was very painful. She's, you know.
She under medication and stuff like that?
They gave her, you know, pain medicine, that sort of thing. But the main thing they told her was, is, you know, she's, you know, kids like to wrestle around, play and all that. You know, don't be jumping on the trampoline, don't be wrestling with your sisters, don't be roughhousing around, because any wrong move can pinch one of those nerves and, you know, she's paralyzed or any, you know, whatever else could happen.
How old was she at this time, though?
I think she was around 12, something like that, 12,
so
13.
She was in school and she was cutting back on her activities and stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, we took her to the specialist and the doctor, and, you know, he's... You know, it's a very serious thing, you know, that affects her whole life. I mean, you know, they can operate, they can do different things, but it'll never be as good as it was God intended for her backbone to be. So anything that they could do would never be 100% effective. And that's kind of what he led us to believe, you know, she'd always have some sort of problem. Well, we're pressing up to the date of... where they're going to try to go in and see what they could do. And, of course, they always take the final x-ray just to get an up-to-date look at that.
Exactly.
And we were at his office, and they did that. And he came out with the results, and, you know, we're all kind of waiting around anxious, you know, so we don't know what's going to happen. We've just been praying about it and putting our faith in God that he would do something. He had proven to us that he was faithful to us so many times before this, and he came out with the results, and the look on his face was, I'll never forget that look, because it was just, he was just astounded. He was just